Weed at Work. Let's talk about it. It's going to be a different scenario for you depending on what state you're in and what type of employer that you have. I think what is showing itself, though, is that times are changing and it is becoming more of a common conversation in the hiring process and employee retention process and things like that. I know for us, our company at Canvast, it's really ingrained in our culture. It would be strange if it wasn't part of our culture. It's what we are helping people gain safe access to on a daily basis. So it's something like most people get together and break bread. We get together and smoke a joint. So weed in the workplace is something super common in our culture, and I'm sure you would find in most other cannabis company cultures. I think it's one of the unique things that makes our industry kind of really attractive to people that are avid cannabis consumers. But it has to come with some boundaries around it so that it doesn't get taken out of hand. And I think we've developed, and we've certainly had to like try it a few times, a system that works for everyone and helps everyone feel supported in their cannabis consumption, however often or whatever method that they choose to do, and also helps them set up for success for productivity in their roles and responsibilities in the workplace. And it's something that I wanted to talk about because hopefully it opens up the conversation for companies outside of the cannabis industry that are looking at a way to treat weed in the workplace. So at Canvast, we base it all on performance metrics. So performance metrics are hit. We are going at 420 outside and we're going to share a joint together. And it's really this awesome time that we all get together. We all come out of our individual silos of the company and we get together and we chat. We chat about the day. We chat about the problems. A lot of solutions happen in that moment. We're free-flowing, freestyling. I, as you know, the owner of the company, just listen. I love to go out there and listen. Everyone's talking. I gain so much valuable insight into the company when I am able to sit around the table and partake with my team. And I think it's just that it's almost in place of the happy hour after work. And so as we, you know, kind of move away from this alcohol culture and into this like wellness culture, our happy hour after work is at 420. So weed in the workplace, it is different for everyone. Every state is different. I have a list here. So there's no testing restrictions in Tennessee, Nebraska, North Carolina, and Texas. So that means that they can test for cannabis and they can use that result on the test to determine if you're eligible for that role or not. Now, there's been a lot of lobbying efforts, I know, in Tennessee to make that not the case, where cannabis can't be something used against you in terms of employment. Now, there are some states where they can't test you for cannabis. That's in New York, Philadelphia, and Nevada. And then the rest of the states, it's kind of up to the employer. A lot of employment laws come into factor. When there's progression with prohibition around the plant, it takes a while for the government to catch up or the legal or judicial systems to catch up. And it's not necessarily that that state might like truly think that. It's just like it's a process to change law. And so I think we're starting to see that change. But in the meantime, it is something that I see coming up. We always have applications open at Canvast just to see who we can find. And it's like built into some LinkedIn things, like do you test for which drugs and what state you're in? And it's a thing that's happening in the workplace. We are firm believers that cannabis is integral to a wellness routine. So we don't drug test here. So like I mentioned before, though, it took us a few times to figure out what safe parameters around consumption in our workplace could look like. You know, we've got open product all the time out. So it could be very easy to overconsume at work and get really off track. So, which has happened plenty of times. And those days are fun. And sometimes we have to send people home literally order them an Uber home because we are quite literally like taste testing our products and it can get easy to compound those effects. So we have, through trial and error, come up with a, you know, performance metrics first. So if we're all hitting our performance metrics, we can kind of, you know, take consumption into our own management. If performance starts being an issue or overconsumption starts being an issue, we just have an honest conversation. Hey, like, let's chill out. Like, please don't eat gummies today. Or like, let's get back on track. Hey, let's hit these key, you know, benchmarks before we let our hair down and try our new pre-rolls of the new flower we have. So we wrap it all around performance, all around safety and things like that in our workplace. And so here's a few of those things that we'll just keep an eye out for each other. And it's a collective effort of, you know, if we're showing up consistently late, you know, we're going to look at like, did you really need that bong hit in the morning? Or if we're like consistently taking a extended lunch break and coming back and not able to really have a productive rest of the day, we're going to just like look at consumption first. Is it an issue? Can we take it out of the scenario for a while so that we can get back on track? So when we were in this trial and error stage, we tried a zero tolerance, like when we were really early on and I was young in my management style and trying to get a grasp on a team of people. It was like, okay, we can't be eating gummies all day. It's zero tolerance. No one can consume at work. No one can come to work under the influence of cannabis. And we tried this zero tolerance thing, and I found it really hard to live that zero tolerance lifestyle. So how could I ever expect my team to follow that? So then we kind of sat down and it was like, okay, guys, like what feels good for everyone? And just, I kind of opened the conversation up to the team and had everyone involved on it. And we came up with those parameters. It helped us also get really clear and aligned on our KPIs and our performance metrics and helped us kind of like rally around it. And it makes that 420 joint, however many times throughout the week that we have it, it's really a celebratory moment because I'm usually the one, or someone on the leadership team is usually the one that goes and pulls everyone from their office and is like, hey guys, it's time for our, you know, smoke break. It's 420. And it's that moment of like, cool, everyone just hit their shit. We crushed it today. We're going to go have a little puff puff and then like crush it. Everyone's going to go home and have a great night. So it's become this joyous thing, but it took some trial and error to get there. Something else that I've noticed with our little 420 sessions is it's the only meeting I'll attend without an agenda. And it's the only meeting people really love attending. And it is this way that brings our team together, especially when we add new people on and they come to their first 420 session. They get to know us pretty quickly because the jokes are flying, the creativity starts flowing. I really try to use those times like we'll sit at the picnic table outside and I'll slap down prototypes of something I'm thinking about. And I'm like, what do y'all think? I let them poke holes at it. It's funny, you get like a much more honest input from the team in that type of casual setting, which is so much more valuable in getting it out of the, you know, boardroom type setting. And some of the best ideas Canvas has come up with actually have come from those little 420 sessions. So that's unplanned and unintentional time that we just sit down and someone comes up with that one-liner or that amazing, you know, cannabinoid ratio that we take back to the chemist or the amazing campaign idea. And so we really cherish them. It's something that I think has brought a lot of health into our organization. So at our flower hour is what we kind of like to call it too. Ideas are exchanged, plans are made, creative juices are flowing, and now we're off to the races and we're busy again. And so I am excited to bring a guest onto our next episode that's going to help us talk through how to stay on track with your fitness and health goals in the busy season.